Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Hate to Break It to You. I'm your host and guest, not your guest, your host, the one and only James Harvey Kennedy, coming to you the night of the LA floods. I'm with a young man who's a comedian, and who is one of the upstarts in our community. He books me in some of the greatest shows.
Oh,
I've had some great shows with you.
Appreciate that.
Please give a warm welcome for Mr. Mike Tont. Is it Tont?
Tont.
It is Tont.
Nice and easy. T-O-N-T.
What is that?
What is it legitimately?
Yo, are you German or something?
No, that's just, no.
So, I appreciate you coming out because it's a crazy night tonight.
I'm glad I made it here. I would have had to bring the boat.
Yeah, he said, dude, I can't park in the streets. It's fucking flooding. And I'm like, just parking. And I went out and sure enough, the streets flooded. So, dude, have a seat. Relax. Pull the thing back. Chill out, man. Fucking chill. Listen to me. How long have you been doing comedy?
You met me my first night when I was doing it at Hooters at their open mic.
That was your first time?
Yeah, when I picked up your book and I thought it was the...
Get closer to that mic. Pull it right into your mouth.
When I picked up that book, that was your joke book, and I thought I was signing up for the open mic. That was my first night. I didn't even go up that night.
Wait a minute. Wait, can you hear yourself in them headphones?
Yeah.
Sit back. That was your first night, and you picked up my book, which was my... I had jokes. Not a joke book, but I had my ideas.
They told me in... Like walking up, they're like, yeah, just sign-ups in the back. And so I walk to the back, and I see your blind door open. Nobody's standing by it. And I just start, I'm looking for a pen, and I start to go write in your joke book. And
you're like, whoa, bro, what are you doing? And you had a fucking kid with you.
Not with me.
That wasn't your kid with you.
That night? No.
I thought maybe. Was that 4 years ago? 5 years ago? At least 5 years ago.
2018?
5 years ago. It's
What's
good.
What's up with this?
Just do it like that.
I'm just going to hold it like this?
Let it go. Pull it to you.
It's this right here.
Pull the thing over.
Pull what thing over?
Like this.
Oh, you want
the whole
that.
Unit. Is that good?
This is perfect.
Okay. I just don't touch it. Now let it go.
Ah.
There you go. So... That was your first time doing comedy?
At the Chow. Comedy Chow. Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny because somebody kept hitting me up, the guy who ran it. I forget his name. I'm sorry. And he's like, yo, I run a spot at Hooters. And this was like when comedy exploded again and every place was cool and you never knew where someone was going to show up. And it was like you had to get better because your peers were everywhere. And you're like, okay, if some guy's running it at a Hooters. It was a great room.
It was dope. We had it packed up there.
It was packed. How did I do that night?
You crushed. You crushed every night you were there.
I had a good night. Okay, thank you. Look at that. But then, that's very sweet. I think like 2 weeks later, I'm not going to ask my own D, but then Burr showed up.
But well, no.
Did Burr do Hooters before me or Burr did Hooters after me?
Burr literally did Hooters our last night at Hooters.
Yeah, he did it after.
He did.
Word got around that the Hooters was hot.
That's right.
But, dude, everybody rolled up in there.
It was great. It was great. We ran a good show. Stephen Holloman is who you were thinking of there. He was.
Yes, what's up, Stephen? How are you?
Yep. And we had the whole crew.
So Stephen used to hit me up, and he would say, dude, come to the show at Hooters. They had this great crowd. I was already playing every club and everywhere in the world, but, you know, you got to work out, and you guys would pack it out. And it was all free, right?
Yeah, but the coolest thing about that was it was right on Hollywood Boulevard across from the Chinese Theater. So you were literally playing to anybody who would. We always had Australians. Anybody. And it was tourists.
It was tourists. They did something called barking people in, which is a Times Square thing. But actually, the people, once they got barked in, had a really good show, whether it was known or like me or an unknown, like someone else. There was great comics. And... You guys were great, and you mixed everybody in, and I feel that what's crazy about them is, like, bittersweet because not only is your show gone, fucking that Hooters is gone.
Yeah.
And that was a great Hooters.
It was.
Like, I really used to fuck with their wings a lot.
It was a good Hooters.
And it's just sad state of what's happening.
It's, I mean, very little has survived on Hollywood Boulevard.
Dude, 25 degrees, the pizza, I mean the hamburger.
Well, that was that next
across from Hooters.
Oh, sure, sure.
So it's Hooters, Coffee Bean, in this place. They're now open late. I don't know if it's all night. Cantor's, I was at Cantor's last night, and they said we have to be done by 12. And I said, aren't you all night? And they said only takeout is all night. That's just sad, bro.
Cantor's the deli?
Is Cantor's, the L.A. staple since the 30s. Sure.
But don't, because they have the bar. The bar doesn't close at 12, does it?
I don't think so, but you could have went into Cantor's at 3 o'clock and got a sandwich.
Sure.
Can't do that now.
Damn.
Only to go.
Even weekends?
Weekends are open till 2.
Okay.
No 24 hours.
That's bullshit.
That's insane.
Wow.
It makes me cry. So, dude, I wanted to have you on the pod is because you're a very interesting guy.
Thank you.
And you were talking to me about a lot of stuff that I don't know about, and I'm fascinated by it, and I'm going to start with a little preamble before I do it. So, how you've been doing comedy for 5 years.
Yeah, we'll call it 5.
Now, how hard do you really hit it?
Not anywhere near like when I first started. Now I'm just doing my show, and I go to the third wheel from time to time.
Why don't you hit it hard?
I don't know, man. I think because I enjoy the, like, producing and the show end of it, and I like the...
So you dip your toe and you see what it is, and now, like Mike...
D'Angelo?
No, there's another Mike.
There's so many of us.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Lawson?
Lawson is, like, he's more, like, behind the scenes, like, marketing. I think he does comedy, but he loves comedy, but he's also, like, he's really great at marketing as well, so I could see him doing that. You're really good at fucking comedy, bro, and yet you are getting more into the producing of it.
Yeah,
you know, Scar is, I think, just doing comedy.
Yeah, that man's everywhere.
Yeah, shouts out to what's his last name again?
D'Angelo.
D'Ange. What's
Michael
up,
Michael D'Angelo?
Yeah. So that's what happens. You know, people start and they've. Some people go and just do comedy. People use it as another way to find out what they want in life.
Yeah. I mean, I moved out here, what, almost 16 years ago to do acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found, through why we're here to talk about it, found out I was interested in stand-up comedy.
And you're from Ohio?
Uh-huh. Originally. Cleveland area.
What did you do for the first 11 years?
Out here?
Yeah.
Everything but why I moved out here. I've been in sales, so I sold jewelry. I worked in the restaurant industry.
Okay.
Nothing fun. Well, fun for me, but.
Okay, so, yeah, you were married.
Yeah, that was the time I was married.
You got caught up in some things.
Yeah.
So here's what's interesting. So we have all of this climate change, what people say, whatever, you know, your take is on it as an audience. We have all these green initiatives, and as you know, and I know, and as you also like, I like to poke holes in the bullshit. Mm. So he works in solar,
mm-hmm.
And you said that solar is a, so when I was coming up, right, in the early 90s, I was a telemarketer.
Sure.
And so, you know, it was X amount of numbers I'd get, give him his leads, and I'd get 75 cents a number. So that type of job. It was terrible to get up at 6, but I was out of there by 1, and then I could hit a couple mics a night, rinse, repeat.
Damn.
So solar is like that. It's a sales job. Comedians, if they're good, can be a good salesman.
Right. I started knocking doors, and okay. I could keep people interested, and I could get them. They would let me into their homes, which was like a big deal because solar was a thing when I started with it. So they were like, had already been pitched. So for me to get them interested was like, oh, you have a.
But you said a lot of comedians sell solar.
No, did I?
Yeah.
A lot of comedians sell solar? No. I think
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think they could.
They could. Okay.
Because like, it's just a gift to gab when you're selling stuff.
All right. That's always a good improv when you just negate it.
There you go.
You just negated it. So You started. Wait, so he just handed me. You just handed me a shirt that was the softest shirt ever, and I'm like, "What is that? It's from your company."
Yeah.
What's your company called?
AMECO, AMECO, AMECO Solar and Roofing.
And what do they do?
We help residential Southern Californians put residential solar. We do insulation. We do re-roofing.
Okay. And where are you located at?
I'm just over the hill in Laurel. Off Laurel.
But is that where their company is?
Yeah, headquarters. I mean, they were founded. They're one of the oldest solar companies. They were founded in Paramount. So Patrick Redgate, the original, the OG, who's retired now, he was doing it back in 74. He was making his own panels.
Okay. So you started going down the rabbit hole of solar and how there's a lot of lies.
There's a lot of things that people, I think, don't realize. Like when I get on the phone, I was trying to explain it to you that one night and you... Yeah.
Well, because I'd like to build a house.
Sure.
And I'd like to have solar.
You're going to get, well, all right, yeah.
What's the issue?
They just changed the rules on us.
So what are the rules?
So there's when we build solar for you, at least in California, we're building, because it's only good for daytime hours, we're building a bigger system than you need. So you're going to have a surplus of energy, and that's sent to the grid. And like your Edisons of the world, your PG&E, they're selling that to their customers and they're giving you a credit. And that was called net energy metering.
So let me just go back. So you have a bigger bowl, in a sense, to catch extra rainwater because you can only drink the rainwater when it's raining.
Yeah. Energy is live. So if you're not using it, you're losing it. So they sell it to your neighbors.
So you're not using, look at these terms, you're not using it, you're losing it. So they put it in the grid so they can keep it.
Yeah, because they have a problem with power, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you did the deal of getting the energy, you give it back to the grid.
Right.
And then you get a credit for said energy.
Right.
Okay, so.
So, but this is the thing that nobody knows about unless you're in the solar world, right, is this net energy metering. And it just went from when I've been texting you and telling you, like, bro, it's happening, we got to get in. They just changed it from 2.0 to 3.0. This 3.0 model is very detrimental to residential rooftop solar, even commercial solar in Southern California, because what happens now is every time they've done these net energy metering adjustments 1, 2, and 3.0, it's gotten better for who? The utility companies who are losing money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this third one, and I'm just easy numbers here, if in 2.0, which we're currently in, you sell me energy, Edison gives me 30 cents for it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now in 3.0, when I sell you energy, they're going to give me 7 cents for that same energy. 75% they just cut what
they're
giving
the
homeowner.
So you capture the energy, Edison used to give you what?
Well, back in 1.0, they used to give you a credit for credit no matter when you used it.
So a dollar's worth of energy was a dollar's worth of energy.
Yep.
And then it became 2.0,
so it was time of use. So these nerds figured out when people were giving them solar energy. Obviously, when is that? 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So that's the cheapest time you can give it to them. It's the cheapest they'll buy it from you. And then the 4 to 9 time of the day, they're giving you more expensive electricity, but they're also charging everybody more expensive. Because how long is, even in Southern California, is the sun out from 4 to 9?
Like 2 hours? Well, in the summer, it's way more.
Between 4 to 9?
Yeah.
What, like 7 at the latest, right?
In the summer, it goes till 9.
No, not usable solar sun.
I mean, it's still sunny out. It's not hot super sun.
Okay, but usable solar sun.
What is the difference? This has to be a super hot, super fucking
it's like
midday sun?
It's like tanning. No, as long as the sun's out, your solar panels can be producing energy.
Okay.
But the better, the more direct the UV rays, the better the panel's producing. So basically what they did is they screwed all the homeowners. They knew everybody came home from 4 to 9, and that's when they turned the AC on. That's when they're actually using electricity. And so they cut 2.0. A credit somebody makes in the morning time isn't worth as much as it is at the 4 to 9 time. So that's another way of them like already hedging their bet on people.
Okay.
And then now, altogether, this new one that's out, 3.0, it's like 241-page document. It's already hard to, like, tell what they're actually going to see as far as they're going to basically monitor every minute them sending and getting electricity. But when they are giving you, when the homeowner is selling it back to them, they're already cutting it down to like just nothing. They'll give you like barely anything. So what's going to happen is everyone's going to start buying batteries. But
okay,
that's huge. That's a huge knock on the industry.
So is that bad or good that they're buying batteries? Are they solar batteries?
Well, it's the batteries that, like, you know, Elon Musk with his Tesla batteries, that's like the hot item. Everybody wants the Tesla battery, but they're very hard to get with everything that's going on all around the world. Batteries are a hard commodity, especially with every...
Because of supply chain issues. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, because they say Tesla is not a car company, it's an energy company.
Yeah.
So, you're saying that... Who's they? That are California...
Well, they's interesting.
Is it our government or is it federal government? Is it big solar, big power, what? Because I always feel like solar was a hippie way of, like, helping the world, and now it feels like it's corrupted. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, so you said an interesting thing earlier, too, that we're so regulated. One of the reasons energy in California is so expensive is because of our regulations that we put on ourselves.
Okay.
Because, so, like you were saying, like in the 90s, what were we very conscious of? The ozone, right?
Yeah.
So burning coal is bad.
Yeah.
So they banned Edison, PG&E, SDG&E, the big three in California,
mm-hmm.
from making power plants that burned coal in California.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop the regulation, the paperwork doesn't stop them from piping it in mm-hmm. from another state where they can burn coal.
Okay.
So, like, if anybody goes home and looks at their actual bill, their distribution charge is, like, if not the same as their actual usage charge, the cost it takes to get it here.
When you burn coal, you can't store the energy from it and then transport it, right?
No, it's all coming through the wires.
So you're saying they burn the coal
mm-hmm.
in Kansas.
Sure.
And California uses it.
Or like Utah, but yeah, like, and it's just coming
and it's coming through the wires, those big towers.
Mm-hmm.
So coal can power some of that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of California power is powered by...
I don't even know how it works. That's so crazy. So,
well, energy's got to be made, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
Yeah.
So coal is burning to make electricity.
Well, I mean, everything too, right? But like, so you'll see, like, even like Edison customers will see, we did the whole, I forget where it is, but they're still decommissioning it, the nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
We had nuclear power here, and then that, like, that failed or whatever that... Whatever their building was, they basically broke it down. So all Edison customers are paying for that to be decommissioned.
So what? Why are they doing this? Why are they fucking us?
So you said who are the they?
Yeah.
The big three, Edison, PG&E, SDG&E, these are traded like on the stock market. They have shareholders. Their people are losing money, so they're raising prices.
And why are our politicians protecting us?
So you got Gavin Newsom with this CPUC, so the California Public Utilities Commission.
What is that?
They are who govern the utilities companies.
Okay.
So when I told you the vote passed for net energy metering, Gavin puts those people in power.
Okay.
And they have to vote for these net energy metering rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones who voted 5-0 to just screw Southern California.
5-0.
So you tell me what they're, you know.
So wait, what about Northern California?
Oh, same everywhere. PG&E customers pay the most. Well, I think it's SDG&E. San Diego people pay the most, then it's PG&E.
Do you know what it would cost to run a 2,500 square foot house?
For solar?
No, just in terms of basic energy in the valley, let's say.
Like your average house?
In Sherman Oaks.
$300 a month.
Okay, so with solar, what will it cost?
If they have a pretty good facing roof?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're probably looking at like maybe $100 for 12 years. If you want to finance it, if you want to cash.
No, 100. So it will cost you 66% less if you use solar, correct?
Yeah.
But now you're saying they're fucking cutting solar down. Mm-hmm. So now what will it cost with the new 3.0?
We're going to go back up to, you know, your return on investment being like 13, 14 years. Because the battery cost is going to be expensive again.
No, so what I'm saying is what will your monthly be?
Well, oh, in the new one, I don't even know yet because we haven't even seen this.
If it's $300 the old way and solar was saving you money,
right?
What is the new solar regulations? What's the price comparable to the old way? The old, like, coal and steam and whatever.
It's not good. We don't have that modeled yet because this just happened.
But you're saying it's going to be close to the old way?
Solar will still be better. And mm-hmm. keeping your keep, but the batteries right now, the technology just isn't there. So you're paying for something that's going to be good for 10 years, and the cost of it is so expensive. Your return on investment is just going
to
be hard.
How much does it cost to get a battery?
Right now, after the 30% you're getting back from the federal tax, anywhere between like $10,000, $14,000.
But $14,000 for a battery.
That's not. What do you think a battery? What do you think a battery actually powers?
I would think it would power my house.
Yeah, everybody does. It doesn't.
What does it do?
Like the best battery out right now is probably a 13.3, maybe a 16 kilowatt battery. It's power. The batteries right now are just designed to get you through an outage.
Okay, so why? So what if I don't have the battery and I have the solar?
Right now, currently?
Yeah.
You're giving that energy to the grid and Edison, your utility company, is the battery.
Can I just do solar without getting the grid involved? Why? Can I just make a house in Joshua Tree and just do it myself?
Yeah, I mean, if you're off the grid already.
Yeah. Yes.
But if your house is like where I bought land up in like Santa Clarita, I'm going to have to. Like, I can't not be off the grid. I have to because I'm in their reach.
So we have solar, but it still has to be governed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the CPUC, who governs the utility companies, governs the solar companies.
But you were telling me all this stuff about how it's like just so fucking corrupt.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have the people who, like, take that CPUC, okay, that is a president, a vice president of that were basically looking out for what? The interests of the homeowners,
mm-hmm.
but they're also looking out for the interests of the utility companies.
Mm-hmm.
Utility companies spent like $42 million on this last net energy metering passing. And that they say it went into ads, but I'm sure if you track the money, like there were people paid off to a 5-0 vote. How many things in politics are voted on 5-0?
And it's basically cutting down something that's great, making it more difficult for us to have when it's supposed to help the environment, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that it really pushed was this, it's making people buy batteries. In essence, Edison is making this claim, and all the utility companies are making this claim, that their grid can't withstand all of this energy that residential homes are putting into the grid. But their bigger issue is that during the big times of demand when solar isn't helping, there's no energy from the solar to help it. So that's why they want people buying batteries. But
really, it's for them to sell batteries.
Well, not Edison, and you would think Edison and all these other companies have like solar divisions. They don't. There's no Edison solar company. It's just they're just taking a beating to solar companies. They want you to buy batteries because they don't have anywhere to store it. Yes.
Yeah.
But they've lost what they claim is they've just lost a lot of money to people who have gone solar, and that's why they're changing rates. Like, Edison put in for an 8% increase this year. 8% on just the cost of energy. That's insane. Like, the national average is 5%.
And what does that mean, 8%? 8% of what? They wanted to go up 8% for what you pay?
Your cost of electricity.
So if it was 100, now it's 108.
There you go.
So Edison's not in the solar game. But the solar energy goes to the grid that they use.
They benefit of it.
How come solar companies just don't make their own grid?
Because of the cost.
Just so much.
Yeah. I mean, I had a customer who was in Edison, and his system was so big for what he needed that Edison approved the system, but they were like, but he's got to change out the transformer, and that costs $40,000. Edison's transformer, like the big, like, garbage can thing you see, They were like, yeah, but he's got to replace that for us.
Because he's using that much?
Yeah.
And they and he did it?
And he No. We there was a workaround to it. But they wanted him to uptake their grid. That's their
why?
Grid.
They're a public utility.
Right. Well, no, they're not. Public utilities are LEDWP.
They're Burbank. Privately owned. Mm-hmm. Who owns Edison?
Edison? It's publicly traded. You could buy stock in Edison.
It's a comp, yeah, but there's somebody who's a big shareholder.
Sure.
So, I remember I was really mad. I'm not really mad right now because you were saying some stuff. And I want to remember you said something and it was corrupt.
I mean.
It's corrupt?
It's super corrupt. I mean, everything that has government involved is corrupt. But, I mean, especially just.
Is solar worth it?
100%. Anybody who's getting their electricity right now that owns their home is renting their electricity.
So can I just go and build a house in Arizona or Vegas?
Those are different states.
I know, where there's a lot of sun. Yeah. I can get a prefab home, put solar on it, build my own get a battery, and then be off the grid?
It's different state to state. Well, I think you have to be really rural.
Dude, I can't be off the grid right here in fucking Laurel Canyon.
No way.
I can buy land in Laurel Canyon.
No way.
Why not?
Because you're in their jurisdiction. Like, think about it like as a paper route. They own you. They own
not if I don't use their power.
But they have to force you to.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. Like, you can't. And so, like, if you bought a house that has it, you can't not subscribe to them. They're like your Spectrum or your AT&T. Like, that's it. They're the only game in town.
So solar is basically the best way to do it.
Yeah.
What's the worst way? Oil?
Yeah. I mean, coal.
Coal. Why is that bad?
Well, it's just bad for the environment.
But is it?
I mean, that's a whole nother story, but I feel like it's not great.
I mean, I don't love the smoke. And I don't love all that.
That's.
But do you believe in the conspiracy theory?
I mean, there's a lot of byproduct from solar panels.
Yes.
Solar panels have an imprint too. And the batteries even more so.
Well, first of all, the way they're getting the stuff for the battery ain't great.
No.
It's third world country and slave conditions.
Yeah.
So do you believe that if we're all on solar, you can't. Or electric that they can shut it off.
Well, there's some crazy statistics. So like if there's enough square footage on Earth that if everyone had solar, there's enough square footage of solar that could be put down that we could power like everything that's happening in the world off of one day. That's how much space and how much you can get out of solar.
There's enough,
like for what the world's need of a day of electricity. If
it could be on solar?
We could just, yeah. If everything was just solar powered.
So then why don't we?
Oh, because you're taking, it's like. It's,
corruption.
Yeah, and the electric, I mean, you're taking like the gas. Everybody, the whole reason why the gas is so, why electric cars, the same idea with electric cars.
So we could fix this. So the problems that everyone cries about, the problems that everyone, we could fix with solar, but we don't do it because then people will lose their money.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about monopolies here.
So, that's corruption.
You know where's doing it right? Shout out to where it's being done right. Everyone craps on their tiny little grid, Texas.
So Texas is where? What part of Texas?
All of Texas. So Texas has its own grid. Remember when their power went out?
Yeah.
And they had their own grid, and that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So Texas right now, my buddy sells in Texas. Texas is doing the opposite of what California is doing, which is just mind blowing. Texas, this whole net energy metering thing, it exists, but it doesn't. It's like in its infancy where when you sell energy to the grid, that Texas's, whatever it's called, their Department of Power, instead of giving you like a credit that's worth what they're selling it for, they're giving you that. But then anything extra that you're giving them that you're not using, that you cash out, they're giving to you on a retail rate. Right now,
as a deal.
So, like, people are just covering their houses in solar.
Yes.
California, it's regulated. You were asking me, like, what was pissing you off that night. They regulate how much power you can generate on your house.
Why?
Because they, for what they claim, the grid can't handle as much power.
But it's really because.
It's really because they want to have energy that you're buying from them. They don't want you to, and they're not giving you.
So I can make a fuckload of energy, sell it back, get a fuckload of credits, and not have to worry about the battery and all that shit. But they're saying you're over fucking loading my grid.
Yeah, well, and the time that we generate electricity, like my owner of the company was telling me this, Arizona, we pay Arizona during the daytime to take California energy that we generate from solar.
How? We just send it through wires and shit?
Yeah.
And then do they send it back?
No, they use it. Energy's fluid. You ground it and you put it into the ground, or you store it in a battery, or you use it.
This is crazy. I don't even know the science of this. But so wait. So once it goes to Arizona, they use it.
They use it.
But what happens if we need it?
Well, it's done. I mean, it was a surplus. We didn't need it. They know how much everyone's pulling.
Got you. Yeah. So the fact that we could do this, cover our houses and do this and generate enough energy, or the fact that we could cover the world with this shit and know we would ever have any energy issues shows you how corrupt shit is, correct?
100%. It goes down to, I mean, you got Newsom, who puts those people in power.
Yep, so he's corrupt.
But you don't even have, what's crazy too is, like, no one knew about it, but he was up for re-election this year, right?
He won.
But if people knew what I'm talking about right now, he was the one who put the people in place.
This is what I got pissed off about.
That just, they just passed it. So, like, the people that would, like, if you're upset right now and you're hearing about net meters.
So everybody who voted for Newsom, because I think he's this great guy, say why they should have second thoughts.
Which is a huge one. But no one knows it until they're going solar.
So here's the situation. So you tell me when I'm wrong.
Okay.
This guy Newsom, who everyone was like, oh, why would you take him out of office? He's a great guy. Basically fucking fucked the state. And you want to talk about the environment. He's not helping the environment at all. He put in five people that were lobbied, that were basically paid off by big power to pass 5-1. Whether they didn't get direct cash envelopes, but it was a fucking donation in some bullshit thing.
Yeah.
They voted
5-0
to now net energy meter 3.0. So basically, California is so stingy on the credit you will get for your solar, where if we put solar on our house, we can not only generate more than enough to take care of our own dwelling, we can take care of multiple neighbor dwellings.
Yep. Currently, you can, and you can still get in on that till April.
And people, and so, but yet, Gavin Newsom, you never heard about this because this initiative was hidden.
It's not public knowledge because it's boring. I mean, I think I remember the first time I explained it to you. And I mean, now you get it now.
I could fall asleep, but you tell it pretty good.
But it's like, until you're looking into solar, no one's talking about net metering. No one cares about where the energy, you don't even know.
I know, but let's really make it simple for people to understand. So basically, what is Newsom's stance on the environment?
I mean, like in front of the cameras?
Does he say?
He's got to be for it because I'm sure he's done some good things. But I mean,
this is terrible.
It's not great.
No, so this is what I'm saying. This is why your climate change is all a fucking con.
I mean, yeah, you would think if he believes so much, like
go ahead.
If he believed in it so much, there's no way he lets this pass because this, like, how, I mean, if he, then you want this guy to run. They're talking about they want him to run.
For president.
You bring up what he allowed to happen in his state where basically, like, without batteries, my industry could be done.
But he was pro-battery or no battery?
It's not about the batteries. It's about the fact that, like, he's kneecapping solar.
Yes, that's what I noticed.
Battery is the solution to them kneecapping.
Yeah, I know. Which is also fucked up because you said of the supply chain issues and all this stuff.
The solution should be, hey, Edison and PG&E and SDG&E and all these other states.
Expand your
grid. We should be powering Ohio. We should be powering Montana. We should be powering all these states that don't get sun 24/7.
Exactly. And then getting money back from them. So basically you're saying, and you tell me if when I'm wrong, California has enough sun to sell that energy to other states.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it. We're paying them to do it. We're paying them to take our energy.
Why would we pay them?
I don't know. Why would we pay a state who needs Arizona
to take our energy?
To take our energy.
Arizona has more sun than us.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't understand that aspect of it, but it's a real thing. We pay them to take the energy from us. It's wild.
Dude, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Why don't we send that energy to Alaska?
Well, again, it's the grid. It's what the grid can reach. But that's not a good reason. But
no, okay. So there's got to be an area within our reach that needs our energy.
Yeah, I mean, 100. Yeah.
Dude, so this is so confusing but simple. So we're making all of this energy. Newsom capped it by letting five people vote 5-0 against it. He also capped the money that the basic user can make and save off of it, correct?
I don't know how directly related Newsom is. But his
governing bodies.
Sure.
He's the governor of California.
But the little ones too, like your Burbanks of the world, your Burbank Water and Power, your Pasadena Water and Power.
Big Power fucked it over.
Riverside.
Big Power fucked it over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And now we're paying, instead of them paying us, to ship our energy to take the extra energy. Why can't we store it?
You gotta put it somewhere. You need a battery.
Why can't we make a bigger grid?
Well, because it's still live. Like it's got to be used right then and there. So batteries are essential.
Why can't we? We're a big state. Why can't we get the resources to get more batteries besides the supply chain issue? I guess can't we circumvent that because we're powerful? Or no?
I mean, you're talking about making new battery technology?
No, I'm saying the general pop might be able to get batteries right away, but California as a whole, would you think would be able to make some calls?
No, I mean, they're giving, there's going to be state money for batteries. But it's to like the people who are in like the fire zone. People who need it because of fires and power going out in the fires. But I mean, it's not enough to pay for the whole thing. It's not. It's just not enough. It's like Band-Aids.
Dude, the bigger thing that's hitting me right now is there's the whole fucking global warming. So does solar fight global warming?
Define global warming.
Fossil fuels, they say, is bad for the earth, right?
I mean, yes, you need less fossil fuels. If the whole world could run off just solar,
it would be better for the environment?
100%.
So wouldn't a guy who's pro-green initiative
be pro-solar all the way?
Yes.
You would think so.
And isn't that weird that he's kneecapping your industry?
He put the people in place to kneecap the industry.
So that the thing that he's fighting against, i.e. coal and gas and all the stuff that's supposed to be bad, they can still have a foothold?
Yeah.
Are they still the dominant players over solar in our state?
Oh, yeah. We're like at a, I don't even think we're at 20% of houses in California have gone solar.
There's your answer.
I mean, LEDWP alone, not even.
There's your fucking answer.
And you got houses that can't do it because of shade. You ever driven by?
That's one thing. But there's your answer. People say they want to do the global warming, but it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. When I used to knock doors and I like was in different neighborhoods, like it kind of, and you can look on it like on Google Maps. I mean, not to call out all of the but even if you just
call
look
it
in the
out.
Hills, well, look in the hills. Not all these hills are, not all these Hollywood hills.
Where they should have solar.
Yeah.
So you're saying diehard people who march down the street, who have millions of dollars, who may be voices in the community, i.e. Hollywood people who are like, help the environment, green initiative, have all the sun in the world, have all the roofs in the world, and they have all the sitcom money in the world, but they're running off of coal.
And Jamie, when I tell you that it's cheaper, right? Go back to our beginning. We're like $300 and it's $100.
Yeah.
And then if you pay cash, it's like you're paying it off in 4.5 years, right? Mm-hmm. So they're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hoax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Solar works. It's how, I mean, explain to me how a satellite's running.
Yeah.
So you can't fall back on it, but you can, what you're saying, like Hollywood in the hills, they may on Instagram and all the social media say, hey, I'm pro this, I'm pro that. I ask, show me your roof.
Ha ha!
Let's see the solar.
So all
show
the,
me the solar.
All the big mouths that are pro fucking. This is a great clip. We have to figure this out. So all of the hypocritical.
You know, it was a big one.
Who? Give me a big hypocrite.
And he changed it, but they found it. They found he didn't have it. Al Gore didn't have solar.
Al Gore. Was he a pro solar guy?
Bro, he's like pro the environment. I mean, come on.
He's super environment.
Yeah, but he I remember his house didn't have
solar. Where does he live?
I don't think it was around here. I just remember hearing that back in the day that like of the people who wouldn't, because we find houses on satellite, right? I'm on Google Maps finding your house to put solar on your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found his house back when they, you know, when
what state was it in? I mean, if he's in Detroit, it makes sense.
Now, if you're leading the industry, I don't care where you are.
You have to do it. You're right.
If you're the poster boy for the environment, you gotta make sure you're.
Yeah.
Especially if you're flying around in jets.
Yeah. So what about all the people that talk about, because what you are, you have the ability to talk about climate change because this is what you do. Mm-hmm. So if people are hiring and hollering about climate change and saying all this shit, but they're flying on private jets, are they a hypocrite?
What do you mean? I mean, opposed to them, what?
Bro, flying? You gotta make a decision with your beliefs.
I mean,
don't sit on the fucking fence. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think they should be flying.
Don't
be
scared.
They can't be flying in the private jet.
Yeah, they're a fucking liar then.
I mean, yeah, first class.
So how do you see a lot of hypocrites then? The greatest line you said is people that are championing for the environment, show me your roof.
Show me your rooftop.
Wow.
Because I look at them all day, and I'll be like, look at all these. You
know, give me another one.
Another, like, big name?
That fucking champions the environment does not have solar.
Oh, I don't have a Rolodex.
This is good.
That'd be good. I mean, I challenge somebody. You said you wanted to. You no longer are in the market. I was trying to get you to do it.
I will. When I buy a new house, I would go all solar. I would go wind. I'd go whatever. How's wind?
Wind's all right. It's not.
Is gonna be solar like the best?
Well, yeah, because I mean, think about just sun. All you need is sun, man.
And it'll power everything.
Yeah.
It'll give me heat.
Yeah.
It's energy that can be turned into anything. It'll make me toast.
Yeah. It starts it in DC, direct current.
Uh huh.
And then there's a microinverter on the back of it, changes it to alternating current. And that's what your house runs on.
Okay. Yeah, that's when you get a little deeper. I can't figure out. Basically, I can plug in my fucking iPod.
Not into the panel, but yes.
And it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand if I go to Joshua Tree and just make my own thing.
Listen, you can. You can.
Anyone's gonna fuck with me.
Depending on where you are, they can come get you. That's Edison.
They'll get you?
I don't know. I don't know.
They'll arrest you?
They can't. You can't.
That's mafia.
They could. I mean, I was evicted off my land. Who told them to go do that?
Wow. So let me ask you this. So this is crazy. So this is a great thing. Anyone who is chomping about global warming, show me your roof.
Show me your roof.
And then show me your flight history.
Yeah.
But I used to think electric cars are all that, but one of the reasons I don't want a total electric car is because I think they can shut it off.
Shut off the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely it. You're driving around a computer.
Yeah, they could do that.
Why, you know what's crazy, too? Why isn't Hollywood making a movie about how, like, somebody turns that over? Because they don't want you thinking about that.
Turns what over?
Think about somebody hacking into your car. So, like, Speed, right? Back in the day, you had the greats, Sandy and Keanu.
Yeah.
Okay? And they were hijacked. But that bus was hijacked. Mm-hmm. Now, he had said it, you know, what it was, like, a bomb was going to go off if she drove under 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me, like, how have they not made Speed 2 in, like, a Tesla? Well, they made a Speed 2. But you know what I mean? Like, Speed modern day in, like, an electric vehicle, a Tesla, and they take somebody hostage. How come that movie hasn't
been made? Well, they made Speed 2. It was on a boat.
All right.
Speed 3.
Speed 3.
I don't know.
But don't you think it's because they don't want people worrying about that? They still want them buying the electric cars?
Yeah, I mean, electric car was big when I first moved to California in the 80s, and then it stopped, and there was a whole documentary called Who Killed the Electric Car,
right.
And then for some reason it came back again, so maybe it was because earlier on it was like it was going to take away from big fossil fuel, and then once they got us on the internet and all connected, now they can control us, So why not have us go on electric? Because if you believe in social credits and all this stuff and you believe in, you know, deplatforming, you want to go out and fucking go somewhere, X amount of battery and you're done. You can't charge your car. You're literally going to have... These batteries are going to be important. We're all going to need these batteries. So let me say, if I get the batteries, can I take it and store energy in it? How long does it last? 5 years?
Energy?
In a battery, yeah.
No. I mean, think about your phone.
No. I don't use it.
It's the same. These are the same batteries.
No. Okay, so I take a battery, and I give it... It's a bunch of sun energy. Mm-hmm. And I store it. And the zombie apocalypse happens.
Right.
And how long will it last before I can use it? Or does it die out?
It dies out, just like your battery. That's what I was saying.
No, but you're using your battery, it dies out.
No, you but even can if you just store, took a phone that you haven't
no,
used.
You can take, no, you can, dude, you can take 10 charger things,
yeah,
have them charged up.
Right, but they start to degrade.
They do.
Yeah.
Even if you never plug them in.
Yeah. If you. Now, I don't know what that rate is and I don't know how long.
You should.
But it goes away.
It will help you with the sale.
What?
I would have said that all day. These last for 5 years. Without a plug, that'd be my first fucking sale. You never have to touch it, put it in your drawer. Because that's what people want to do. They want to have the go-to.
Right. Yeah, no, and that is what they ask me. And there are, you know, because the batteries are for backup. They're different. You discharge them to the grid during the high times. But, I mean, no, it's not as simple as.
So I'm going to get a bug-out house. So if I make one off the grid, I'd have to do it somewhere really remote.
I mean, like Joshua Tree remote.
And then everything is sold. And I'd have to have a water well. And then that's it, right? You just need the sun and the water well.
There you go. You're good.
But what about, like, phone? I guess I need satellite.
Do you, though? Satellite.
Yeah, that's
what Elon Musk, get the Starlink, get the internet with it.
And then, but they can still track you there, right?
Yeah.
But VPN. This is fascinating. My big thing with it is that the hypocrisy of the green movement.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's disheartening.
Disheartening. It's more than that. It should make you fucking furious.
I mean,
these people march all day saying all this shit, but they're fucking hypocrites. It's so good you said it. So everybody in the hills who's a celebrity marching for the green, if they don't have the panels up there,
you should make it a.
But
challenge.
There's a lot of people with panels, though. I would think.
But imagine. I mean, there's some big players out there who aren't doing it right now.
Give me another one.
There have to be. Like, I don't know all the houses, but I'm seeing the biggest ones. No solar.
You don't know if they're yapping, though. If they're going.
Dude, you think about Twitter, though. You yapped once. That's all it takes. Especially on a big house like that. Dude, I see these Beverly Hills houses.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking like the average American. $300 a month. These guys are. I met.
What are they
of them,
paying?
It was like $4,000 a month
for like 10,000 square feet,
or bigger.
Okay,
but I mean,
but they're
complexes.
But they're not out there talking about. They're not probably yapping about the green initiative.
Isn't yapping once enough?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, I think everyone should have solar. When I go and I look at it and I saw houses in Hawaii and they had it and then I see the wind turbines in Palm Springs, I'm like, this is a no-brainer. And Hawaii has a lot of wind turbines too, so I was
Hawaii is like the insane, cuz their prices were insane. They had to go solar. You were like on a wait list to go solar in Hawaii.
Why?
Because that now their grid was literally.
It's not because of the lack of the sun. It's just because of the grid.
The grid. They have nowhere to. They couldn't.
But people can't make a bigger grid. There's so much money in Hawaii. Larry Ellison just bought the island of Lanai.
Really?
Yeah. And so many billionaires own it there. It's crazy. If they don't make the biggest grid there, you would think they would.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But maybe you can't do it because of the land. There's a whole other argument about hiding servers in the Blue Mountains, because it's the right amount of heat and cold. So you can actually store them in there. It's wild. Well, the volcano just went off too. It's crazy. I'm going down the rabbit hole. But the whole thing is that basically you told me that the fucking Green Initiative was happening, and then our government in place, whether you want to say it or not, basically all these wild Hollywood liberals, and I'm not a Hollywood right winger or liberal. I'm just a guy who's common sense. They are all championing Newsom, but they don't realize, or they do, and that makes them complicit, that Newsom basically kneecapped the solar industry to make it worth 2/3 less than what you could get. And then all these people that are championing at the bit or chomping, driving Priuses, have no fucking solar panels, and their house is in the Palisades. Mm-hmm. So it's a con.
No, wait, what is?
Them.
Okay.
Do you think global warming is real? Or do you think it's fucking a con? Are you working the business, dude?
I know. I see crazy things.
And people will say you're crazy if you say it is, but I mean, do you think it's a con? You fucking work in the business. I don't want to get in trouble, though.
No, I mean, me being in the business isn't, whether or not I believe in global warming,
but you know
about
it.
Solar's a good idea.
You know about it because this is part of it. Like, you're helping reverse the footprint, correct?
It's just disheartening. Take aside the celebrities who are all about it. Like, the amount of people who live in California, love their freedom, and are just getting raked over the coals for buying their electricity from these other... There's no freedom in that.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. And then people that are the leaders in California, celebrity voices, are being hypocritical. And so the masses are getting fucked.
Yeah.
And they're living their best life.
Yeah.
But yet the people are paying, the masses are paying the people's fucking bills for them to live like a king. And they're giving false promises. So my thing is... When I see people talking about the Green Initiative and they're flying on private jets everywhere, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Let me ask you this. If it wasn't real...
If it was 10 jets, if it's 10 people on a jet, that's different.
Yeah.
But if it's just like 2 people on a jet and it's for... Come on.
But if it was...
If it wasn't real, go ahead.
If it wasn't real, what would be the reason for the whole thing? Who's profiting?
I don't know enough about it, but I know this. Well, it's simple. It's very simple. The... Global warming is another form of control, so they can say, there's a whole argument to it.
So it's not monetary, it's just power and
It's like, watch your foot. It's basically like, let's make another thing that you can get a check mark against you. So if you have a bad carbon footprint, mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's if you want to move... If you want to control people, what's a way to do it, right? So let's just say the power, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to use your iPhone, right? Your car. So if you have a gas-powered car and you're able to get a fucking gas all the time, or you have a bunch of gas hidden in your house, no one can control you when you want to leave, right, until you run out of gas.
Right.
But if you only get X amount of power for 300 miles and then they shut the grid down, or they have the ability to fucking zap the energy from your battery somehow via fucking a thing in the sky, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you are a bad citizen and you're saying opinions that might not help the big players and you are unruly, like in New Zealand, I don't know if you know this right now, but New Zealand just... is trying to encourage people that anyone who talks bad about the COVID, that's like a form of terrorism.
What?
And so, yeah, so people now, I saw something yesterday that if you're, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to get dinged, but if you're an anti-jabberooey, if you're an anti-jabber, that could be considered like terrorist talk.
Wow.
You understand that?
Yeah.
So the whole thing with another way, it's like you drum up all these issues and say the earth is this, make it all sad and, you know, like save the earth, right? And then people that are like, well, I don't know if that's happening because your regulators are doing this and people are on the take over there and we have more than enough. You put a panel on everyone's fucking house. You power the whole earth for every day. So it's like, I think there's some con going on here. Yeah. And if you watch old George Carlin clips when he says, you know, the earth always visits itself and fixes it.
Yep.
Well, then they go, oh, you're a dissident, you know? So why it would be that way is a way to get everybody on the same page of a system, i.e. electric, that they can control. So then if you're a big mouth, you can take your power away, which then they control you, and you can't. I can't give a speech out to the internet to talk about the bullshit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's just, it's very counterproductive what they just did then in California, though. If that's the true, then. Because you would think this state would still be championing solar.
But no, they did. That sounds like a, yeah, that goes against my argument.
Right.
And it also goes against global warming. They're basically empowering coal.
Right. They're now.
So it goes against the global warming. So they're saying, fuck global warming. We believe, if we believe in it, we don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And I'm questioning if it's happening. And it also goes against, hey, Jamie Kennedy can get coal and power his internet off of the coal and go against and give us crazy ideas to his fans.
Yeah.
So, yes, it goes against me, but it goes against them. So it's all backwards. But it goes back to one other thing that makes sense, where it's all about money.
Yeah.
And so they just want to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And big power is not going to go away.
No.
But the fact that it was 5-0 is just, it's a wrap on that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So what are people going to do now? They got to fucking,
they got to jump now. Anybody who's ever thought about it. Like you're not, you know, the fact that, you know, you're in the market for the house now.
Yeah.
That hurts you.
Why?
Because you'd basically have, I mean, if you don't get.
If I could buy a house with solar on it already, does that help me?
As long as it's in the right net metering.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to, that when you go to shop for your house, you're going to have to ask and be like, hey, we got solar. When'd you get it? What's your net metering number?
Everything has to be pre-April.
Yeah. You're going to want a house that went solar in between 2017 and 2022, April 2022.
Who is the best state for solar?
Right now? Texas.
Wow. So Texas is doing it right. Yeah. And it's fair?
It's more than fair. So, like, right now, Edison in 2.0, if you put, like, a Texas amount of worth of solar on your house, they're giving you a wholesale rate at the end of the year. Mm. So, like, 3-4 cents for any extra. Mm-hmm. Whereas California's like, oh, we'll give you what the retail of it is. You can make money off your solar.
In Texas. And us, we're just getting a discount, but we're still paying. So you're not paying. You're making money off your energy. In California, we're doing all the work, and they're still charging us.
It pays itself off, but you're not making. I mean, like, there are people who, I mean, you could, for the amount of money that you're doing, like, you could probably work it out if you did it yourself. You could probably make money off of solar in Texas. You have to do it the right way, but.
Yeah, but it's fucked up that they're, that's the way to do it. Texas is the model, and it's just fucked up that we are still, you could get all the solar in the world, and you'll save some money, but you won't make any money, when you could make the money.
If I'm playing devil's advocate, we've had it since the 70s. Texas,
yeah.
Texas probably didn't have it for much more than 10 years, maybe 20. But I don't care. We're California. We champion all that stuff, right? The environment is like numero. What's more important than the environment in California?
I mean, fake boobs.
Okay.
They're up there. Silicone. How much? If you could be powered off of silicone, I don't think we would ever have a blackout. Blackout on blondes. Does anyone get that reference? Dude, what else is happening in energy? Is this the only thing you do is solar?
Yeah, no, this is
that's
the,
it.
This is
you work nine. Do you work 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, why? You where do you live again? Valencia?
Reseda.
Reseda. You have a house?
Building one in Santa Clarita.
But it's getting audited by the fucking energy cops.
I'm not gonna make it. I'm gonna be in 3.0. I'm gonna hate myself. But it is what it is.
Wow.
Stinks. But, you know.
Do you think you get in trouble with this conversation?
No, why?
Because you're a solar guy. You're out there ringing the alarm. Does your whole industry feel like this?
Oh my gosh, we've been protesting.
You have been.
Yeah. For them not to pass the CPUC, it didn't pass. It was supposed to pass the beginning of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And people were so up in arms. The two people that he originally put in, all up in arms.
I'm like that too. I got the Biden brain.
It's Marms?
You said all up in arms, but instead of arms, you said Marms.
Oh, I said Marms.
I'm like it with that.
Okay. I thought you were telling me Marms was right and arms is like.
No, it's not Marms.
Okay, good. I said Marms.
So you guys were protesting.
Yeah, and we set it back because the original people he put in place.
Yeah.
We got him to get fired. But he put new knuckleheads in. They passed it.
Jesus Christ. Did we leave anything out in this conversation?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
You're a little bit more quieter than you were in Boa. You got to get crazy.
Bro, we were drinking.
You were drinking. I was eating Wagyu.
I was drinking. And it hadn't passed. I'm a little defeated. You know?
You seem like you are.
3.0 pass, man. Before when we were talking at first, it was like, dude, they're trying to pass this thing, but there's no way. And now it's like, it happened.
When did it get passed?
December 15th.
Fuck! It's not even a month old.
Yeah.
This is a good pod for that. So just to recap, I'm here with Mike the Solar Man. He's in solar. He knows it. In and out. California is the green initiative state. They now just passed an initiative 5-0 with lobbyists with Newsom at the head saying there's only X amount of people we're going to pay for X amount of money for your solar. The rest, we're not going to give you what it's worth.
Yep.
Kneecapping the industry and keeping us more in the fossil fuel business. Correct?
Correct.
Hypocrites, dude.
They can fight back still till April 13th.
But who's going to do that?
Well, AMCO comes with, you know, for your listeners here.
Okay.
$1,000 to anybody that you send us that goes solar with us. Just hit my DMs up.
Yes. Tell people your Instagram.
Mike Tont.
Mm-hmm.
Mike T-O-N-T.
Mm-hmm. And your company is offering what?
For every referral that goes solar, they'll give them $1,000.
$1,000.
So if you know somebody in Southern California that doesn't have solar yet, hey, it was this great podcast with Jamie Kennedy. This guy came on telling me about solar.
So listen, guys, if you want to help the environment in a non-hypocritical way, you can still get the better deal, not the best deal.
We can get you 2.0 for the next 20 years. You get grandfathered for 20 years.
You'll get the 2.0 credit, which is better than the 3.0, not as good as the 1.0.
Nope.
It's not the Texas deal.
Nope.
But hit up Mike Tont on the Instagram. What's your Twitter?
Same, Mike Tont.
Just look for him up, T-O-N-T. And if you know somebody in a house in California, this is Southern California only. Is it Northern California too?
We can do Northern.
Okay, so the whole state of California, you got 38 million people here. You know somebody that wants to go solar, hit him up. For everyone that goes that you refer, $1,000. That's good.
It's great.
Damn, I want to know what the kickbacks are for your company. Damn. All right, listen. Dude, when's you going to do your next show? I fucking love the Genghis Cohen.
It was great.
I was supposed to do 20 minutes. I did an hour.
You did an hour. Four. That was all AMCO Solar.
Really?
That yeah.
There's a great crowd.
That could keep up because, yeah.
A bunch of solar heads. I did a show for a bunch of solar heads.
I did it. So my next one is January 25th.
And it's going to be?
All female.
Where is it going to be?
Genghis Cohen.
Genghis Cohen, but it's a female theme.
All female show.
Wow.
And then, I do it every fourth Wednesday.
All right. Hit him up. Go to a show if you love comedy. It's Genghis Cohen. He's got a great show. I've done it on Fairfax. Hit him up on his Instagram. Find the hypocrites. Tweet at them. If you want to make $1,000, hit him on his DM.
Thank you so much.
Buddy, thank you, bro. Thank you for coming in the rain.
Appreciate you.
Peace.
Dude.
I think it stopped, too. Or can you still hear it?
It's baby rain.
I think it stopped.
Mikey T. Dude, that was... interesting. I'll cut it down a little bit. It was like a solar education.